G'day, g'day. It's the Misfits podcast again. What do you say? This is the review. Oh, wait, there are no more reviews because we no longer are putting the podcast on Apple Podcasts, formerly known as iTunes, because what a shit platform.
What a shit platform.
You know what's a great platform?
What's a great... I think I know, but...
Spotify. That's it.
Spotify.
Guys, a small announcement. We did tell you last week, but just in case you didn't know, the podcast is moving almost exclusively to Spotify. The audio version is only on Spotify now, and the video version of the podcast is now 1 week early on Spotify.
So 1 week early on Spotify.
I've also got, for our deaf listeners, that's sign language.
That is sign language. Good. Very good.
Yeah, we have a large sign on Spotify. Yeah.
That's right.
I don't know if you probably don't have to explain it to deaf listeners. You're going to be watching the video. Aren't you?
So deaf watches.
There you go.
And our deaf audience is absolutely massive as well.
Yeah, it's huge.
Misfits Spotify. That's how it works.
Now.
Guys, it's still out on YouTube. It's just a week later. So if you want to get the podcast early, bright and early, you can listen to it for free on Spotify. It's a great platform. I actually checked out the last podcast today. The video looks great on Spotify now. It looks great. It like, it's perfectly watchable. It's excellent. But yeah, we will still be on YouTube.
Yep.
The clips will still be on YouTube. Just no more Apple Podcasts, and it's early on Spotify.
We're going to have a new review system, dude.
Yeah.
That's right. We're going to have to figure out like a top comment situation.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll pick the comments from a YouTube video and read those out.
We'll do a little Ray William Johnson meme.
or we could walk out on the street and get someone to just say something.
That's right.
You could do that as well.
Hello, sir. Can you review our podcast? And he'll be like, well, let me give it a listen.
Yeah.
We'll sit there momentarily. As he has his listen, we can maybe show him some clips, so some highlights, so it's not just one podcast.
Yeah,
get him and then nice... he can review it.
Yeah, and then what do you reckon that's say?
That's pretty good.
It's not bad. Can I please have some money for that? Toby's here. It's
hello.
Jay's here.
What's going on?
Swagger's here.
Hi.
I'm here. That's about it, eh? Like, it's just the four of us chilling out on the podcast.
Honestly,
I feel like this is kind of like the best group, though. Like, this is kind of the best group.
It kind of is.
Those other guys, who needs them?
Who needs them?
I miss them.
I really wish they were here.
It's all right, guys. We're here back on the show. We're going to talk about some great topics. Before the show began, we were talking about numbers. How do they work? What do they mean? Mm. You guys take math in school?
Yeah. I failed math.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did math, but very little of it. I know that 1 plus 1 equals 2, but then again, why does 1 plus 1 equal 2? Was I ever told that properly? Yeah. Oh, when you did that with your hands, that actually makes a lot of sense.
That's good.
If I have one apple, and then someone gives me another apple, how many apples do I have?
One.
You have one apple.
Yeah, but someone's just giving me another apple.
Put them together?
So there's two. So imagine... So how many does that?
Now there's more than one apple.
There's more than one apple. So, but there's a word to describe that. So there's
a pair of apples.
No, it's almost. Yeah. But let's go back to numbers.
We're talking about apples, not pears.
We're talking more. It's two apples.
Are they apples or oranges?
No, they're apples, and let's not compare apples or oranges either.
Okay, why not?
Well, you can compare them, but there's just no point in comparing various fruits because they're different. They're different colors. They're different textures. They smell different. They taste different.
I'm gonna make a hot take here. An orange is like an apple with thicker skin and it's juicier. And
that is a hot take.
It's a little bit more crunchy. It's not so citrusy, and it's also a different fruit.
And you
but other than that,
you can't tear it into various pieces.
Yeah. Well, in this world, I think we're so divided, right?
I think
everyone is a society. Mm-hmm. We're all divided. We're all always comparing ourselves to other people.
Yeah.
It's literally an apples to oranges situation. I'm an apple. Jay, you're a bit of an orange.
I'm kind of an orange.
So why do you keep comparing yourself to me, bro?
Because I just think oranges are better. Like, I don't know what else to say.
Wait, you think that you're better than me?
I think that I'm better than you.
You're actually probably right about that.
I've got freaking so many like fleshies inside of me, and like so many pieces that you can take out. So many layers.
What are those little sections called? They're called like a section.
A section, is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Of an orange.
Well,
segment.
Segment.
You've got a segment.
I've got
many
segments. And what are you? You're just an apple.
Well, I'm just.
But you've got a core. That's what I don't have.
I got a good core, and I keep the doctors away, don't I?
But you know what the problem with oranges is? You know, with an orange, with an apple, you can eat. You can just take an apple, eat the whole thing if you want.
Yeah.
True.
If you're feeling zany, with an orange, you got to peel it.
Yeah, you got to get to know me, man.
There's the fucking weird membrane and shit that you know some people don't eat.
It's a bit more of a difficult one to get into.
Yeah,
but once you're inside, it's quite a nice center.
Yeah, so oranges, they have a lot of useless shit in them.
That's true.
Actually, they have a lot of useful stuff as well.
Useful stuff as
like
well.
Like what?
Tell them.
Like, for example, you get an orange, you stick your fingernail on the side, you make a ring around, and then you pop out the two different sides of the skin.
Okay, I'm following you.
And then, you know how in an orange it has that core? If you just take the skin out just right, you'll have a little bowl with a little little thing.
Like a little umbrella in your drink.
Practically like a base with a candle. And if you put vegetable oil in the bottom of the skin, and then you light it, it'll be like a wick, like a candle.
Oh.
And you can't do that with an apple.
Second option, you get your two halves, right? You squeeze the orange half into the empty half, and then you've got a little decanter for your orange juice.
Little cup.
Little cup.
Little skin cup.
Little skin cup.
Made of skin.
The oranges are bitter.
Is that goodness me.
Oranges are bitter.
They can be bitter. Yeah, they're sometimes bitter.
If you're eating the skin.
What's better, an orange or a mandarin?
No, man, potato.
Don't even get me started on potatoes.
I used to be a mandarin boy growing up. I used to like mandarins a lot. Now in my older years, I find myself
gravitating towards you.
Gravitating towards French fries.
Well, as an older gentleman, you should enjoy oranges more than mandarins.
Why is that?
Just the developmental side of being a human. You should look for the more mature fruit than the smaller.
Don't be looking for the younger fruit.
The smaller mandarins.
No. You want your fruit ripe.
Yeah.
And you don't want to meet them on Discord.
Orange, you're glad we took it here?
All for that. Beautiful.
Enough of the orange segment.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
The next topic is actually words. How do they work?
Words.
English. We've all been using them for a while now. I think it's about time we got to know what the fuck's actually going on.
I always thought it was weird that if you vibrate your vocal cords and move your lips and your tongue in a certain way, you can get canceled on Twitter.
Yeah.
It depends on the way you vibrate your cords.
I don't have a vibrator.
Retard.
All right, we're still on this whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, you can't say the N word, but there's like a lot of words that start with N. So like, which one aren't you allowed to say?
Nobody.
It's just honestly mad confusing.
Yeah, it's kind of
nectarine.
Weird.
I wish there was a big book filled with every word that I could read, so I'd have a proper understanding of what words are and how they mean. But unfortunately, nothing like that exists.
The problem with that is you have to understand words in order to be able to read that book.
Yeah, it's true.
Fuck.
And how did you guys first learn how to read? Was it your parents?
I don't know how to read.
I'm assuming it just like happened.
Like, can you remember when you're first, you know, starting to talk as a kid? You probably can't. Neither can I. But you know, like, let's just make up a situation where like you're young. When do kids start talking? Like two,
I guess,
something like that. They say. Do you know what your first? You know what your first words were?
I think it was dad.
Right. What was yours? You know,
it was fuck me.
No, except at the age of 18.
That's like first words.
They say it's chicken nugget, but I think that's just a family joke. Yeah. I don't know.
Chicken nugget.
Mine was Weet-Bix.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Really?
That's Weet-Bix. a very kiwi first word.
What was yours?
I really would rather
don't
not
think
say,
I could say it
because I don't want to anger the Twitter people again. But I actually don't know what my first word
was. Can you imagine
was.
Your first word is just a fucking slur?
Yeah,
you
I mean,
straight out the womb say the N-word.
If you were in like a really, you know,
racist family,
or perhaps a family that just discusses racial slurs a lot from like a context of like, hey, these are bad, but we're still talking about them because we're mature and we understand that we're in an environment where no one's going to get hurt by what we're saying. Maybe then your first word could be a slur, which, you know, is, as far as I'm concerned, just fine. Because you're not saying it to offend anyone. The intention of the baby isn't to be offensive.
Not at all.
It's just saying what it's picking up from its environment.
Hey, you don't know the baby's intentions.
Well, maybe the baby is racist. Yeah. You think any baby's ever born evil?
Yes.
Surely.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think that evil can be inherent?
I think it can be.
Boss baby.
Well, yeah, I mean, are people born as psychopaths?
Yeah.
I would say you could, right? Like you
it's
could.
Like the whole nature versus nurture argument. If somebody is born and like they're, you know, like from the age of like 3 or 4, you know, they're burning ants with magnifying glasses or they're torturing animals and that kind of thing. That leads to
I did both of those.
But like
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, those are often things that, you know, people say about grown psychopaths or serial killers that when they were young they were doing weird shit like that. But like you know, like maybe the kid is just curious in a slightly malevolent way. You know, maybe they're not born evil. Maybe they just their parents were, I don't know, doing some shit that made them want to cut up an animal on the side of the road.
Maybe they just love taxidermy.
Maybe they that's their passion.
Yeah,
you know, it could be.
I don't know. I feel like most evil is born from nature. From nurture.
Nurture.
Surely there's some like wires that aren't like connected though. Like, you know, maybe. Have you seen like Among Us? Like,
yeah.
You know
yeah.
how like it maybe when you like just don't do it right, it's like,
yeah, you put the pink to the yellow.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's what was wrong.
Maybe you're right.
Christ, you know, wires. You ever
like buying something from a store and you're about to swipe your card and you just can't quite get the right speed, and then you get embarrassed and you walk away, you leave the store because you just done it like three times and it keeps going. Argh.
And then someone behind you stabs you in the bag with a knife.
Yeah.
That's never happened.
What does it sound like to get stabbed with a knife? No. Not the stabbing sound. If you got stabbed, what sound do you think you would make?
Depends on where I got stabbed. If I got stabbed in the lung, I go... like that.
Oh, that was good. Yeah. That was good.
Very convincing. You've been stabbed before.
All right. You know, like...
That's the thing.
I'd be like...
Yeah. I think I would just make it hit marker sound.
Fucking Minecraft tick sound.
Getting stabbed is kind of scary.
Yeah, it would be.
I think I'd rather get shot than stabbed.
I think I might
If somebody
thought that.
Say like you're walking down the street, if somebody like was right up in my face and said, "Give me your fucking money, give me your wallet," and he held a fucking knife up to me, I'd be like, "Yes."
There you go. If you ever want to rob someone, rob Swagger.
I feel like if someone was like, you know, had a gun, pointed at me, I'd probably be like, I don't know, man.
I'm not really convinced.
I've got my Subway card in there.
Because, you know, my whole thing is, if somebody holds a fucking, Glock up to me, I'd be like, dude, I don't know if that's an airsoft gun. Can you just rack the slide back so I can see the bullet? And if so, if the bullet's chambered, then you can get my money.
You can
but,
have
like,
it.
If you're racking it back and I see, the little blue thing that holds the CO2, then, bro.
That's fair.
Start negotiating, okay, well, how about I give you my Westpac card and you can shoot me in the foot, but I'll keep my cash. Is that okay?
I've got this Starbucks gift card. One more coffee and you get a free one.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a lot easier and safer to struggle over a gun than it would be to struggle over a knife, right?
Maybe.
Because, as soon as the guy breaks free of your hand, all he has to do is, you know, just hit you with the knife.
True.
But, you know, with a gun, it's just like, if you grab it, you could rack the slide back, you could turn the safety on, you could just discharge a couple shots into the floor.
Yeah.
Mm.
But the thing about a knife is you can run, and as long as you can run faster and they don't throw it at you, you're safe, right?
Yeah.
Whereas with a gun, they'll just shoot you in the back while you're running away.
Not this if you run kind of in a serpentine.
Yeah, you could do a serpentine.
Yeah. It could be good.
Just spam A and D
quick. That would be so funny seeing in real life. Just
there was a video on that. Some people actually tested that. They tested it with airsoft guns to see if the serpentine pattern actually works. And it does. Compared to running straight, obviously.
Yeah. Shit, dude.
You just build, bro. Just do a quick fucking 90.
You
and E and wiggle as you run.
Yeah, just jiggle peek. You're done.
Yeah.
True, dude. Man, there's not much loot IRL anymore.
Not really.
What are they going to steal, you know?
I know.
Well, everyone has PayWave now, though, so it's easier
to
take people's money.
Sorry, bro, I got Bitcoin. I can't give you anything.
Yeah. Man, maybe we should all buy Bitcoin.
Really?
A little late to that. A little bit late to that.
It's never too late to be an idiot.
Did you guys see that thing on the stock market today with GameStop?
Oh, dude, pause.
What the frick is that about?
I keep seeing this guy on Wall Street Bets. He put 50 grand.
50 grand
into GameStop.
A year ago, 2019. Oh, no, in 2019.
In 2019. And now...
it's worth 22 mil.
But is that because GameStop... What's the fucking store
GameStop.
Called?
GameStop.
GameStop stock is going up, or is he shorting it?
You probably know.
apparently, what had happened is that on Wall Street Bets, which is a Reddit dedicated to a bunch of fucking morons taking each other's advice on Wall Street Bets, it's literally just kids online gambling on the stock market.
Literally.
So someone was like, oh, GameStop stock is going down because it's a fucking dying medium and nobody uses GameStop anymore. Yeah. And then I think the story was someone was like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if we all just invested in it to bring the stock up, and then we could all make a bunch of money, which, as everybody knows, is insider trading and stock manipulation. Yeah. And so they did it. They did it, and stock went like that.
Yeah,
and
then it skyrocketed.
Yeah, a bunch of people made a lot of money. I think someone put, if I recall, somebody put 800 grand into it.
I saw
and
that.
The market closed, and then when it opened the next day, it fucking plummeted because people realized what was happening. So the dumbass lost all of his money.
How much money do you have to have to be comfortable throwing $800,000 at a joke?
Oh, $800,000.
didn't he say he was literally just YOLOing it? Like that was all that he had?
Yeah, dude. You see some funny, but also some sad shit. Just like, oh, I just sunk guy. It was like, I just took like my dad's like retirement fund or whatever and just fucking stuck it in there. It's like, all right, dad, either you're going to be retired and on a yacht or you're going to be riding away in a nursing home.
It's GG's.
It's legit gambling problems. Life.
Fuck.
But yeah, so yeah, GameStop stock, pretty up.
Yeah. I had people messaging me being like, yo, get in on this. And I'm like, bro, I don't even know what stock is. Yeah.
Like chicken stock, maybe.
Yeah, like what I'm not making a dish. Like, what's happening here?
Yeah, people got arrested. A lot of apparently Wall Street Bets mods on Reddit were arrested, facing 20 years. So
for insider trading.
I wouldn't be surprised if that fucking subreddit gets banned, dude.
You'd think it would. It was insane.
I don't get it. If the stock is going up that much, it's just because everyone dumped their money in it. So is anyone actually making money?
Well, it depends on if you pull out.
The people that failed to pull out, the guy who sunk 800K and lost all of his fucking money, and people just kind of took from that.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, stocks are gambling, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Yikes.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I guess it's investing, but...
the way they do it's gambling.
A gamble. Yeah, the way that they do it on Reddit's gambling.
There was a video that I saw, I don't know how long it was, probably a year ago, of some dude who like put, I don't know, it must have been his like life savings on a stock, and it was like his live reaction of it dropping to zero and him losing all his cash, and his face was just like, it was like blank, and he just, when he realized what had happened, it was crazy.
That sounds
I don't know why you'd do
devastating.
That. It was from Reddit as well, so like he's one of those people from Wall Street bits or whatever.
Yep.
Crazy stuff.
How wild.
Man, it reminds me of my stock trading days back on Wall Street, back in the 80s.
Back in the 80s, a lot of cocaine and...
No, not cocaine. That's just a rumor.
Just a rumor?
Yeah.
Wall Street's very clean.
Wall Street's super clean.
Known for being great people.
Do I hear a fucking van outside?
I'm pretty sure that's
fine. Is that Ryan's van beeping?
He could be that guy, but I need to piss really bad.
Oh my God, he is that guy. Whether you hate to be it or not, you are that guy, so suck it up and own it.
Remember that time we were taking the helicopter from Heathrow over into central London?
Of course.
To make that deal with those people?
Yeah.
And they picked us up in that fucking weird like limousine that was like multicolored and really tall.
Super tall.
It was almost like a monster truck height, but it had really small wheels.
I was like, oh, it's two stories. It wasn't two stories.
It was one story.
Actually, I think it was just a bus, but...
Oh, is that what that's called?
I think that was just a bus, yeah. So it's that's what they call...
The tall square box?
A bus is what poor people use to get to work. It's like basically like a limo, but it's a little like less nice, and it's just tall.
Yeah, so is that why there was other people on it?
That's why there are other people on it as well, yeah.
Yeah, and then we met those crackheads.
Yeah, yeah, and they were like, oh, what are you guys doing? We're like, oh, we're, you know, insider traders.
Yeah, we're professional insider traders. Yeah.
And they were like, what does that mean? And we're like, oh, well, we're just, you know, we'd trade inside. Would you like to trade now? And they were like, well, do you have any crack? And we're like, well, I'm sorry, we don't actually.
We only trade Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah, only Yu-Gi-Oh cards. And they were like, well, what's that? And we're like, well, it's a children's card game. Some of them are shiny, some of them aren't.
Yep, some of them have gold borders.
One of them seemed a little interested. But ultimately they didn't have any money, so we couldn't do any trading inside.
Yeah, so we had to go outside, and then someone actually came up to us and they said, hey, are you going to Yu-Gi-Oh cards? You look like Yu-Gi-Oh traders. And we said, look, mate, really sorry. We only have the license to trade inside.
And the bus has just left as well.
Yeah.
No.
And we didn't have anywhere to go. So
no.
We said, like, if you have a a place we can go. We can go inside, but
he's homeless. Unless
you can do that. Yeah, and he was homeless.
No inside. Well.
And he said, "I've got a box. Does that count?" And we had to look through our licenses.
Like you said, in the fine print, the boxes don't count.
Yeah,
no.
We didn't want to break the law.
So no trading was done that day. Why were we even going to Heathrow? What was the?
Well, I mean, we were trying to offload our immense Yu-Gi-Oh debt.
Yes, our debt.
Yeah.
Yeah, too many duels lost in the corporate battlefields.
Yeah, we went to Elon Musk, and he had Exodia in his deck. And we pulled that Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Yeah.
Thought we had him.
Thought we had
he
him.
He was like, here's where you're wrong.
Yeah.
All the pieces of Exodia.
Elon even made this big show of being like, frick. Oh, no, I think you've got me. And then he psyched us.
Yeah.
He pulled out Exodia.
Sounds a lot like an episode of Yu-Gi-Oh!
And ridiculous. He drove into us with his Tesla.
Not at all what
that's
that is.
That's exactly like the plot
literally
of the
not.
Last episode.
Then our friend Joey came along and he was like, hey, guys, what's going on?
My God.
So, we were just talking about our days as insider traders.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty... pretty impressive.
Yeah. You ever have like a corporate job before this?
No.
What's a corporate job?
It's like a job, but it's like in a corp.
In a corp?
A coop. Like a chicken coop.
Like a chicken coop.
You mean a coup?
Yeah. Have you ever destroyed a company from the inside?
Yeah. No, I've destroyed a chicken company from the inside.
A chicken company.
So that's a coop.
A chicken coop.
Corporate. Yeah. Chicken coop coop.
Yeah. I believe they call that espionage.
Yeah.
What is espionage? Maybe that's not what they call it.
Well, espionage is kind of like...
If only I had a book with definitions of words.
If only such a thing existed.
Back to the word.
Sorry, thing. I was thinking of the word episodic.
Episodic.
Yeah, I've been watching Netflix.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So they have these things. They're like movies, except there's lots of them. And they're kind of in chronological order.
Like a series.
And they're like slightly shorter.
Oh, yeah. Like how short?
Well, maybe half an hour or an hour sometimes.
Awfully short movie.
Sometimes.
Those are really short movies.
But there's the trick is there's lots of them.
Right.
So it ends up being quite a long movie, except there's multiple credits for some reason.
Sounds like a stupid idea.
Yeah.
I don't really know if that'll ever take off.
I don't think it will.
Yeah. Netflix is always just behind the eight ball on these things.
Yeah. They need to take a page out of that company's books that I don't even remember.
Blockbuster?
That's it.
Going in and buying. I used to love doing that. I'm not
going
to lie.
What? Going to Blockbuster?
Buying, like, buying, renting games and stuff on the weekend. So good.
Rent games.
Well, it's good. You get some snacks.
Yep.
Maybe a movie.
Nice little weekend excursion with your parents.
Yeah.
Keep the movie.
Don't return
steal it.
Yeah.
Make them go out of business.
What would have happened if you had just gone into a Blockbuster the week before they all like foreclosed and just rented out like 25 movies and just not have returned them?
Well, you had to know that they were going to close.
Well, exactly. It's like a Wall Street bet.
Oh, yeah, insider trading on Blockbusters.
I'd like to rent everything you guys have.
Yeah, that's what I did when I was 8 years old. I spent my entire life savings on renting movies and games.
And now I'm worth $50 billion.
I knew that they would go out of business and I don't have to return them
now. Yeah, but surely like if you go in there and rent everything right before they're going out of business, you've just given them a bunch of business. You probably keep them open for another month.
Hang on a second. We don't need to close.
Yeah.
You single-handedly saved our company.
God, would you like to buy some more?
Perhaps some stock.
Invest.
If you were trading chicken stock, would you be a
stock? This is so stupid.
We're literally just so rambling about dumb shit.
We're going in circles. It's funny. It's funny, right?
Probably. I don't fucking know.
All right, next topic.
My merch is shipped out. Finally, the remainder of the merch. There was a big fucking holdup on it. This isn't a bit. This isn't like one of the jokes.
Yeah.
This isn't legitimate.
Or is it?
Fuck, man. How many months ago did I like release the merch? It would have been like a couple months ago.
Yeah,
it was during the lockdown.
Yeah.
And everything.
It was a terrible time because there simply weren't many employees working in the warehouses to get the merch out.
Yeah.
All we had was a bunch of baboons. just the trying to get the job done.
Yeah. Because of course, even the baboons could had to work from home on Zoom calls. fucking monkeys in Zoom.
They all just kept showing their red asses on camera.
Yeah, dude,
getting distracted.
Ball tanks.
And then
screeching.
They started making so much money from their OnlyFans escapades that they decided to quit their jobs.
Right.
You reckon that baboons could make money on OnlyFans? Like, is there a market for baboons? Like, if you give baboons a bunch of phones and then you tell some of them, like, hey, like, you could actually make a lot of bananas if you fucking...
It depends on how sexy the baboon is, really.
That's true. And some baboons are so sexy.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a really sexy baboon?
I've seen a couple of really sexy ones.
Like a firm red ass.
Do you reckon if you shaved a baboon, its ass would still be prominent?
Yes.
Yeah, probably, right?
Or would it just look like the rest of its body?
No, right. But my merch is shipping out.
Yeah.
Which is really good. It's just COVID kind of fucked up the distribution. Yeah. Distribution themselves made a bunch of errors and it was all out of our control. So for, you know, the last couple of months I've just been like, hey, where is it? Where is it?
Yeah.
And now
they
finally said, it's there. It's all there, and it's all being shipped.
I reckon a shaved baboon might actually be more sexy.
Maybe.
Well, it depends what your fetishes are.
Well, I guess, like, if you just start normalizing shaved baboons in porn, then every baboon's going to start wanting to shave. It's just like pubic hair.
You know?
Like, back in the day, pubic hair was pretty normal.
Yeah.
You know, everyone kind of had pubic hair. No one really cared that much about pubic hair. I'm talking, like, the 70s.
Yeah.
Even the 80s, into the 90s. Some people have pubic hair now. It's totally fine to have pubic hair, but it's more normal now to shave and to, you know, maintain that.
Yeah, but the thing is, because it's more normal now to shave, that means that there's a new section of, like, all this is specialized content of your non-shaved baboon.
That's the thing. It's all about novelty when it comes to sex and everything, honestly.
You just shave a baboon everywhere except for the pubic area.
If you, if a baboon is a woman and it has a vagina, is that a baboon with a poon?
Yeah, it's a baboon with a poon. And you'll be able to see them on Zoom.
OnlyFans.com/baboons on Zooms.
Oh no, I just feel like there's definitely a market for it. Like we're doing hypotheticalization right now, and it's like a real thing. So it's just
I'm not hypothetical at all. I'm 100% serious on the show all the time.
We don't tell jokes here. Everything we say is what we mean 100%.
I meet fans on the street and they're like, "Oh, you're so funny." I'm like, "Am I?
Why?"
I've just been trying to tell the truth.
Just spitting facts.
This is a platform for us to discuss real ideas and real events, real things that have happened. Swagger, what's something interesting that's happened to you in your life? Like when you think on your life and you think, "Oh, that was quite an interesting little moment for me."
I just want to quickly chime in.
Yeah.
The best type. The best Apple product actually is the idea, which is in.
What?
What just happened?
Why are you segueing with a Silicon Valley bullshit? Go on, finish what you you're saying.
No.
The best Apple product is an idea.
The best Apple product.
I don't know.
So Apple the company or Apple is in like apples oranges?
We're innovators here.
Introducing the orange.
It's like the Boston Dynamics dog that Offline TV bought. Except it's a deer.
Idea.
Oh, I don't know.
That's great. That's hilarious. Idea. That's actually quite good.
Yeah. Sorry. I've realized recently that all of my jokes are just shit puns.
Yeah.
As of late. Yeah, but it's okay.
That was a good one. That flew straight over my head. I thought it was like being serious, right?
Yeah.
Fuck.
But anyway, Swagger, like, tell me something about yourself.
Something interesting.
Give us something that no one knows. Not even God.
Not even God.
Oh my God. Whoa. He knows everything.
Have you ever intentionally shit on a toilet seat?
Oh, yeah. he's not in his head. Swagger's not in his head about
that.
Yeah,
absolutely. That means yes.
He's done it on purpose.
Oh, for sure.
So why?
You see, I was at school, right? I was a little rebellious kid.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
You know, I was going into the bathroom, the jewel room.
The jewel room, of course.
To my jewel.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right?
Naturally.
And one of those.
Yeah.
And so, you know, something that's synonymous with the jewel is that when you rip it enough, you get the jewel shoots, the nicotine.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. The nicotine will trigger a response. The colon starts pumping out the shit. The intestines start processing it. Gets moved down like a conveyor line to your asshole.
We all know how shit works. Right? I'm familiar with the process. The
sphincter opens and then you release.
I have had a shit.
Exactly.
So
we're all shitters here.
Real shit.
We're all shitters. We're not quitters.
No. That's right. Some of us stand, some of us sit.
So, you know, I'm sitting down on the toilet and I'm like, you know, why not just take a stand? Why not stand up for myself and what I believe
in?
Ripping a jewel in a bathroom and taking a shit. So I'm standing up in the stall and I'm like, you know what? I believe in myself. I have aim. And so I tried my hardest to have the shit exit out my ass at a velocity that would have it fall into the toilet while standing.
Yeah. Mm.
But get this. At the time, I was getting ready. All the black mold in the bathroom of my school started giving me allergies. And I sneezed.
Yeah.
I sneezed upon exit.
And it made a thump.
Oh, it was like a noob tube went off. And it hit the side of the toilet bowl. And I was like, oh, misfire.
Wait, did you say on the side of the toilet bowl or on the seat?
On the
seat. The seat. On the like seat. The seat. Yeah. And it didn't hit the. It wasn't like a glancing blow.
Okay. What was your reaction upon seeing that?
Oh, shit. It was my reaction.
Do you ever. And like, you know, go for a layup and aim for the backboard?
What is a layup?
Actually, that's not what a layup is.
No, I know what you're saying. You're like bending down, like wrap your arms around the back of your knees, like ass straight up in the air. And then. Yeah.
Astonished at this conversation.
Cannibal.
What was that even? Yeah. Are we still talking about
cannibal.
Poop?
Yes, for shit. Human feces. Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what's really gross?
What's that?
This conversation.
You fucking asked.
There's a world record that some dude shot his cum like, it was like 50 feet.
Get
no
out of
way.
Town.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
and it was
get
traveling
out of
like,
town.
Okay, bye.
50 feet.
100 kilometers an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a very speedy cum.
Yeah, it was pretty fast. I wonder how many blue balls he had.
Well, to get that level
what,
of like
multiple blue balls,
that level of urgency,
it's just compounding the blue. Yeah. So like they're just turning like a deep indigo.
Yeah, it was pretty like must have been quite compact.
Yeah,
in there and then.
Well, if you don't come for a very long time, your cum is really starting to think like I'm so late for work. Like I need to
he's already
get
like
there
ready,
quick.
Suit and tie.
Damn, when is the train going to arrive?
Stuck in traffic in the fucking
you can,
scrotum.
By the time it left him, it was already 18 years old. Like
it's scientifically proven. If you want to make your cum faster, you have to caffeinate it. Which is why you want to make your cum quick. Go get some Gamersubs at gamersubs.gg and use code Misfits for 10% off.
It will make your cum quick, but it will not make you cum quick.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Your sperm will be speed 2 potion in Minecraft.
Mm. Mm. It'll be an actual race.
Literally.
Yeah.
Gamersubs.gg is a website, right?
Yes.
It's like a place that you go on the internet and you can buy things on it.
Yeah, https://gamersupps.gg.
Why did you have to bring up colons again?
Colons and peepees. Like, we just can't get away from
it. HTTP.
HTTP colon.
HTTP.
God, I'm so stupid.
What about you, Cam? What one interesting thing?
One interesting thing?
Yeah.
I...
A.
Homo sapien.
Sapien. Whoa.
No shit.
That's
right.
Like...
Been this way for a while.
How long do you think?
3 years.
Fuck.
What were you before then?
A baboon.
A sexy one?
Oh, so this is where you're trying to push it, huh?
No, I just felt like... I just wanted to test the waters with that conversation earlier because I felt uncomfortable admitting it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know how you guys felt about it.
No, we're comfortable.
No, we're
are you, though?
We support it.
I feel like this isn't a supportive environment.
I used to be a man.
Get the fuck out of here.
What the fuck?
That's crazy.
No way.
Yeah. Well, you got a... You know,
he's trying to say you got some titties, dude. You reckon you'll get a bra soon?
What? I'm wearing a bra.
No shit.
No shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep.
How rude.
Oh,
how rude.
Sorry.
You know, Matt told me he would take me bra shopping.
Oh, really?
Did he?
It's very kind of him.
Oh, did he say he'd take you bra shopping, or did he say, oh, I'll take you shopping, bra? What did he say?
Maybe it was that.
He probably said
that.
I don't know if Matt would say, Toby, I would love to take you bra shopping for a brassiere.
He didn't say brassiere.
No.
He said, I'll take you shopping, bra, then we can go on Brazzers.
Brazzers, the porn website. And what? What then? What
look at
you?
More brassiers.
So look on more brassiers together on Brazzers.
Is that what bra means? It's
quite
brassiere?
Brazen of him.
Yeah.
This is just terrible wordplay. What'd you say?
Well, is that what bra is short for?
Brassiere.
Yeah.
I thought that was like a fire. A brazier.
No, that's a blaze.
It's an inferno. Man, words are interesting.
Bra. Yeah. Actually, the bras originated from Budapest.
Oh, yeah?
Really? Yeah. They were originally designed as... there was a they had an issue there in Budapest.
Okay.
Right.
A lot of kids were running around with slingshots.
Classic.
Right.
You know, big shooting problem. Like at, you know, grapes at people, shooting stones at lamps.
What year was this?
1842.
Damn, sounds like you just made that up on the spot, though. It sounds like you just didn't actually know the year.
I know the year. Just said I mean, that. Silly
it
fuck.
It could have been 1843.
Yeah, it might have been.
Might have been 1843.
If your memory recalls correctly.
But essentially, the police thought, well, you know, all these kids are running around with slingshots. Mm. We need to come up with something better.
Yeah.
So they thought, what about a slingshot with two cups instead of one?
So they're actually looking to improve the slingshot capability.
Yes.
So
and then they attached it and they were like, well, this is pretty good. It's like a double catapult. And then a woman was like, hang on a moment.
Wait.
That, I could stop using my hands.
Before
right. Wait, they just use their hands?
They just held their hands.
Really?
Yeah. That's actually very interesting.
Just why would they do
Well, it was
that?
Easier. What else would they do?
Well,
no, they would tie their arms like this around their chest. Yeah. And that's how, you know, chest binding became a thing, because they would have to create their own bra.
Yeah.
There's just so many gaps in my history knowledge. I don't know any of this. It's crazy.
Yeah.
We don't bullshit here.
That's where the Binding of Isaac comes in.
Binding of Isaac? Is in the
Isaac
game?
Was the inventor of the bra.
Oh.
And he actually created this bra, and they said, wow, thank you so much, Isaac, for this binding.
For this binding.
And they also said, thank you for the calculus. We really, really wanted to teach everybody that in high school and college, and we just wanted to make as many kids as possible miserable.
Calculus what?
Okay.
Isaac Newton.
Calculus. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
I actually never learned calculus, I don't know if you could tell.
Really?
Yeah. I know how to calculate certain things. Like, I've just figured out the 1+1
thing.
Was it equal again? 2.
Yeah,
you two things.
You just have to make sure that when you put them together, you do put this finger down.
Yeah,
because otherwise then you've got the one after 2.
Which is, that's 3, right? I think.
Hang on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Because that's 3 fingers.
Right,
yep.
3.
Yeah.
And we've all got 10 fingers.
So we can at least count to 10. Oh, actually, I can only count to 5 because because if I've got 4 on this hand and then 1 on this hand, then...
God, this is so stupid. All right, Jay, tell us something about you.
I was born without hands.
No hands,
no
but you've got
way.
Them now.
Where, how did you hold your boobs?
I actually grew these recently.
Oh, well, I got to hand it to you. They look great.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Nice. They kind of are useful. I never realized.
Yeah, well, how did you manage life beforehand?
Well, eating food sort of just like picking up like that.
Like with the
stumps. Yeah,
this sort of little stumpy wrist guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's stumpy wrist guys.
So your family have hands? Or you just
No, that's
family?
Why I had no hands, because my family didn't have any.
Oh,
either.
That's why your name's Jay Handless.
Yeah, that's my last name.
Makes
Handless.
Sense.
Jay Handless.
Handless.
Incredible.
The more you know, the more you know.
So what age did you get the hands?
20.
20?
Yeah.
That's quite late to get hands.
Yeah, they're quite expensive too.
Mm.
They're like 50,000 a piece.
50,000 a piece.
50,000 a piece.
Yep.
So that's
a handsome price.
$100,000 worth of hands.
Price for some hands.
Yeah.
So how did you like seal the deal on that? Like when you went into the meeting to get hands, and the doctor, you know, invites you to the office, and he goes, he goes to shake your hand, and of course,
I didn't have hands. It was sort of like a fist bump, but like without the fist.
Right. A fist stump.
Oh. A fist stump, exactly like that. And then he realized that I couldn't give him a fist pump, and he's like, oh, you know what?
Right.
We know what you need.
You ever miss the stumps?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
For what reason, mainly?
They would be good for, like, pounding rice into a patty,
it's
right?
It's like a pestle.
I didn't need the mortar, the pestle. I just needed the mortar.
Just grind up stuff. Herbs,
that's my interesting story.
So,
you ever heard of stump training?
What? Stump training. What?
Stump training.
Any of you know what that is?
Nah.
No idea.
Okay.
kind of weird.
I know what stump grinding is.
Stump training is when a farmer trains a donkey to know that whenever he stands on a certain stump, the donkey should back up onto his cock.
Whoa.
It's an actual thing.
Wait, an actual thing.
Stump training is a real thing.
Stump training.
Purpose?
I wasn't given that.
Is the donkey backing up on the cock? And when we're saying cock, do we mean penis or do we mean chicken?
That's a fair question, because it is a farm. Yeah. It's the penis.
So it is the penis.
Male
so
genitalia.
Right. Human?
Erect.
Human male.
Horrible.
Genitalia.
Is the purpose to fuck the donkey?
Yes.
The human
sex?
Fucking.
Because farmers
donkey.
Can't get wives.
Dude, that is.
They're either born with wives or they don't get one.
I think there was a miscommunication when he said, you know, hey, are you into ass fucking? Yeah, I am.
All right, that was good.
Goddamn.
Donkey.
Donkey, that's Shrek.
That's Shrek. It's actually Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Was the voice of Donkey in Shrek. Mike he has this Myers one line where he goes, that's a nice boulder. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
That's a nice boulder.
Yeah. And it
I like
was.
That boulder. It was a pretty nice boulder.
Toby, tell me something about yourself.
The shape of a drumstick, I believe.
Tell me something about yourself. I don't know already.
Frick. I was rock climbing.
Only once?
Go on. Got my arm stuck.
Uh-huh.
In between a boulder and a hard place.
Shit.
Was it really like a real mountain or was it in a rock climbing place?
I was in a rock climbing facility.
Okay.
Got my arm stuck between a boulder and a hard place.
Yeah.
You know, waited about 30 seconds. Decided this isn't, I'm not going to get anywhere.
It's not solving itself, is it?
It's not gonna solve itself.
Yeah.
I was a bit embarrassed. Mm. You know, I wasn't very good at rock climbing. Mm. Didn't want to. Mm. I was trying to show off for someone.
Yeah.
Didn't want to admit to them that I wasn't very good at rock climbing. Mm. So I just thought, fuck it.
Yeah.
Cut off the arm.
You cut off the arm.
Yeah.
With what?
Well, I always keep my that you know that little strap that I wrap around my arm when I do heroin.
Yeah.
The tourniquet.
Yeah. So I had that and I just tied it
real
tight. Too tight.
Wow.
Oh.
And then I just waited 6 to 9 weeks.
Did it fall off?
6 to 9 weeks. And you was up in the harness the whole time. It's like 127 hours. It's just six to nine weeks. It's the new movie. It's really not very interesting.
Well,
gradually an arm going black and blue.
Yeah. And
decaying, then. And you're falling off inevitably. And
then.
Oh, but you've got your arm.
Disrobed.
Now. Yeah, well. What does that mean?
Oh, like the layer of skin.
Yeah.
Oh, disgusting.
Slide it out like a glove. That's why I still have the hand.
Right.
Right.
So you just done the skin.
Yeah. It's all this is actually just muscle and I've just tattooed it orange.
But to this day
I guess.
Is it just a black sleeve just hanging from that place?
I suppose so.
Rock climbing facility.
Hey, stuck between a rock and a hard place.
We heard that the first time.
Not a bad piece of jerky at the end of the day.
That's true. I wonder what human jerky tastes like.
Oh,
human
probably jerky. Just fucking probably
Well, does it have to be from a jerk?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Don't be stupid.
Is that how they make real beef jerky well?
They jerk off the beef.
Oh,
fuck.
How about that?
What are we doing?
I don't know.
What
a fucking podcast, dude.
I mean, I feel like I'm in some kind of fever dream.
Dude, I'm too hungover.
Yeah, we drank last night.
We drank a lot.
I didn't drink that much, but I did take a dab and that sent me. Ryan's got a new place. He's got a hot tub now.
Yes, he does.
Ooh. He already had a he's got another hot tub, right?
Well, he had a hot tub a while ago, but then he moved, and he was like, well, I can't be bothered moving the hot tub.
Yeah, so he left it there.
Leave it here. And now the new place has a new one, so.
Damn.
Yeah. I haven't seen his. I need to go see his new house.
It was yesterday. It's really nice. Really
exciting.
It's really nice. I mean, there's a terrible stench coming from below, though, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
The basement. I don't know what you mean.
The floorboards.
The dungeon.
Is that basement?
Yeah.
Basement's a kind word. It's really more of a
dungeon.
A cell. A grotty potty.
Catacombs.
Catacombs.
Catacombs, yeah. It's just it's where he buries the dead.
Yeah, dude.
Mm.
And when you think about it, there's a lot of dead around.
Yeah, there's a few dead people.
A lot of people
quite
just
a
die.
Few people.
Are they more
wild is it? Someone listening to this podcast right now could be like 5 minutes away from death.
Yeah.
You're going to die, prick.
If you feel a tight pain in your chest.
If you feel like a really tight pain, like radiating from like the center of your body.
Tight pain.
Maybe like you're...
Shut up, Toby.
Maybe like your heart is maybe palpitating, maybe getting a little bit quicker. No. Maybe you're getting a little bit short of breath right now.
Yeah, maybe this is awful.
I would hate listening to this. I would hate this.
Just might be
I'd be like,
bit
what
hard
the
to
fuck?
Breathe.
We just you probably just gave a bunch of people a panic attack.
It would feel like a glitch. Like we're just talking
maybe
about
you're on the road and you're not paying attention to the car that's
right in front of you.
Yeah.
Holy
moment of silence.
Killed, like maybe 10 fucking
I'm
people
not responsible for legal reasons. I'm not. I was not a part of that.
For those listeners. Man, the other day I was walking down the street.
Yeah.
And
I saw two birds.
Yep.
Yep.
How'd you know that? We always finish each other's sentences. That's crazy. I saw two birds.
Yeah.
And I knew they were birds because I saw them. I was like, oh, that's one bird and that's the second bird there. And I looked at the birds and I said, "G'day, birds." And they were like, "Chirp, chirp." And I was like, "Chirp, bro." Kept on walking down
the street. Was this in New Zealand,
was it? Kept on walking down the street. Went into a convenience store. All right. Yeah. I didn't know why. I didn't even know. I had no you guys ever just go for walks with no destination? He was walking around. Walking to the convenience store. I'm looking through the things. I'm like, okay, well, what do I feel like eating? I feel like an apple. So I go back to the little grocery section and I pick out an apple. And to my right, I see an orange.
Oh, no.
Where is this going?
Oh, no.
Where is this going?
And I'm just looking at both of these fruits. And I just start thinking, now, which one do I want?
Yeah, what are the similarities between these two things?
Such a contrast in flavors and texture and smell and just about everything else. Well, they have in common. Well, they're both fruits. They're both round. Yeah. But one is orange and one's red.
Okay.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, I'm just standing in this convenience store comparing apples to oranges, and I realize my life is meaningless.
Yeah.
And I'm a shallow, you know, whole husk of a man.
Yeah, yeah.
We and there's, thanks. That's saying that.
Oh, sorry.
And I'm standing there with an apple and an orange in my hand, and I start crying.
Yeah.
And there's other people in the grocery store moving around me, trolleys in hand, little kids kind of like, you know, wandering around.
Big convenience store.
Big convenience store. Yeah. It's massive, actually.
Just maybe it was a supermarket.
And I'm standing there crying, and a woman comes up to me and puts a hand on my shoulder and says, "Are you okay, dear?" And I said, "I'm not." And she said, "Why?" And I said, "Because I'm standing here realizing that I'm comparing apples to oranges in almost every aspect of my life."
Yeah.
And I've just realized that I'm very, very unhappy. And she gripped my shoulder tightly.
Uh-huh.
And she steered me around. And she brought me over to the counter. And I put the apple and the orange on the counter. And I said, I'd like both of these, please. And she paid for the apples and the oranges.
That's deep.
And she said, "Sometimes in life, it's not about comparing apples to oranges. It's about appreciating what you have." And that's when I realized I'm gay.
Yeah. Well, we knew it.
Congratulations.
And then I ate the orange and I realized I am severely allergic to orange peels. That's actually a callback to that other podcast we did, which was way better than this one, the murder story.
Yeah.
Where we made up a story on the spot, and I was allergic to orange peels.
Yeah, and Fitz's landlord had just come in.
That's right.
Dropped some fucking orange peels on the ground, a zany fucker.
A zany cunt.
Yeah.
And I had a severe reaction where I pulled down my pants and started jerking off my little pee-pee. You remember that?
Yeah. Didn't remember that specific bit.
That's actually what I said in the original story. I'm not just saying that to be zany or anything like that. It's really what happened.
Nothing in this podcast has been said to be zany.
This was all real.
This is the most real podcast.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, Bitcoin's looking healthy.
Yeah, it really is. We think probably invest, maybe. We should invest in Bitcoin. We should all invest in Bitcoin now.
Everyone listening, if you haven't put $455,000 into Bitcoin right now, what are you doing?
I thought you were going to say if you haven't put a bullet in your head already, because this podcast is fucking awful.
What's Bitcoin worth right now?
Fucking, I don't know. Oh. Man, I'm fucking...
Well, you just said it. You said no, it's not. I thought maybe you might know.
Oh, well, it's lower than it was.
Wow, shit.
Wow. You should make a YouTube channel where you talk about the stock exchange.
It's low, guys. Don't invest in this. It's low. It's low.
It's not going good.
If it was lower than it was, it's also higher than it was.
Nah.
And doesn't it being lower than it was make it a good time to buy?
Yeah.
Because what if it goes lower?
Well, it won't, because Bitcoin is God.
Wow.
Bitcoin is only going to go up over time. I believe this because a Reddit comment said it would. What do you say about that, smarty pants?
What goes up must come down.
That's a lie.
That's gravity.
Yeah. Well, on Earth, at least, that's the case.
That's true. Maybe Bitcoin's on the moon.
Yeah, how do you explain the International Space Station then?
Is there gravity on the internet? That's the real question.
Oh, sure. Shit.
Probably.
I do not understand the gravity of this situation.
There's a certain gravity to life in general. I'm not talking about the force of nature, but just as in a concept of how things tend to go.
Yeah.
And what goes up does tend to come down.
The fortitudable expense of the expansionary glycerine is just quite intangible today, I think.
Yeah, the real-time views are analytically sound, and the tweet impressions are skyrocketing.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And the Misfits podcast is hashtag trending, and the kids are hashtag lit when they're enjoying it.
I like gravity on my chips.
Oh, yeah?
Gravity on my chips.
Maybe a bit of chicken salt.
Chips and gravity is, it's like poutine, but without the cheese curd.
Curd's a weird word.
Curd.
Curd sounds disgusting. When I think curd, I think of like dick cheese.
What are we doing right now?
I'm delirious.
I'm so confused.
I used to be hilarious. Now I'm delirious.
Oh my God. We're talking about dick cheese?
I'm at a loss.
Don't duck till you try it.
I'm at a loss.
Oh, fucking hell.
It's so hot in here, guys.
I know, right?
It is. It is.
It's really hot. We're really in not good conditions right now.
I think somebody slipped the acid into the gamer
jar. That's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm thinking, what's just happened? How long have we been here?
We're actually almost at an hour, believe it or not.
An hour?
Yeah, we've just been rambling.
It's been 5 minutes.
What a waste of fucking time. Oh my God.
Should we try to wrap it up with some genuine conversation?
Yeah, yes. Okay.
All right.
I've decided that this year, I've stopped streaming, pretty much. I've stopped uploading videos.
Oh, yeah, you're doing the fitness method.
Yep, and I've decided that this year, I need to finally actually do something I enjoy.
Word, stop. Good
yeah.
for you.
So I'm going to do my Cribs fashion fucking whatever the fuck thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
right,
I want to...
Right.
I've like added to my whole closeted idea, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Want to go through people's houses, do everything, like
steal stuff,
just show their lives.
Just knock on random people's doors, like, hey, it's me, Toby from Closeted. I'm here to take a look through your stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be a really cool show
on the internet.
It's like Queer Eye, except we rob you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like complex sneaker shopping, except it's just in people's homes. And when you go up to the
really
counter, you're really just, you have a bunch of their stuff, their things that you like.
Yeah.
You say, oh, how much for this?
And you just really just undercut them, like,
and nobody
don't
wears
pay
shoes.
What it's worth at all.
Yeah.
Like reverse pawn stories.
I'll give you $5 for this.
That's cool, though. I respect that. I think it's a powerful thing to be like, look, I'm not happy with what I'm doing. I want to be doing something else. What is that thing? Oh, this is what it is. We'll try that.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I think it's about, not even necessarily knowing what's going to make me happy, but trying things until I figure it out.
That's the thing, yeah. That's the way you got to go. You got to just try things.
Yeah, because I stopped doing, stopped streaming, stopped doing that, and I was like, wow, I haven't been this happy in a very fucking long time.
Yeah.
I wasn't unhappy doing the other things, but I'm like way happier now.
Yeah.
And I'm deciding, well, let's fucking hop on this train and see where it takes us.
Good for you. It's kind of a daunting thing to begin a new endeavor in life.
It's so intimidating, which is why it's taken me so long.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I have a similar thing. Like I'm getting my first guitar lesson in ages tomorrow.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Which,
nice.
You know, I've just realized lately, like I'm just so, you know, I have like a natural inclination towards music. I've been able to play guitar kind of without trying for a very long time, but I'm not that good. You know, I'm not that good. I'm not as good as someone who really practices and works at their craft. But I've put off investing in that talent for so long because it's like, well, it's going to be such a long journey till I actually get to where I want to be. And it's going to be like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I would just sort of like diminish the goal in my head as like, it's an impossible mountain to climb. But really, you just got to just do the thing or you'll never know.
Yeah.
And so... Now I'm figuring it out. And now I find myself playing my guitar for like hours a day. And it's just genuinely giving me so much enjoyment and fulfillment. It's nice, you know?
That's good.
I feel myself like not really wasting my time anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just doing things that I feel are...
Flying yourself.
Good for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a similar thing. It's like, I think it's easy to get scared of a goal or an ambition of yours or a dream. A lot of people have dreams, but they just diminish them because they're afraid... That it might not work out, and that's going to be a really shitty feeling.
Or they keep them as dreams and
that's
never really act on them.
Yeah, but you'll never know unless you try. And you don't have to try by giving up everything else either. You can kind of just dabble in it and see how you go and take your time with it. And maybe you'll find that your interests change over time and it's not what you wanted, but hey, you'll still have picked up a little skill along the way.
Yeah.
So everyone at home, follow your dreams if you can. And make sure that you pay attention to what your body is telling you. You know, that you should do.
Yeah.
If you're an accountant and you're thinking that, oh, I really want to get into insider trading, maybe pursue that passion.
Yeah.
If you're a person that's been eating apples your whole life,
maybe try an orange.
You know.
Yeah.
And if you're walking down the street and you see a couple birds, maybe maybe tell them hey and see what happens.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
you might just get lucky.
Yeah, you might.
anything to add, Swagger?
That's a very wholesome.
If you want some energy for your endeavors. Go to gamersops.gg.
I don't know what was
use code Misfits
in
for,
this one.
10% off.
I've got terrible news.
Yeah, we've still got like five minutes left.
7 minutes to fill on this podcast.
Oh,
yeah, that was like a perfect outro.
Yeah, I thought we were.
I can't just keep rambling random inspirational bullshit, but I don't think I will. Like
that's probably not a good idea.
One of those Dar Man script things.
I mean, yeah. I could talk about boring bullshit.
Yeah, it's the way every other podcast does.
Yeah.
And mostly us as well.
Just got a new tattoo.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
You remember when I got the crab?
Yep.
And it was just, you put a coin in a gumball machine, get what you get.
Yep.
This was another one. I was like, fuck it. I want another tattoo. Don't know what I want. I'm just going to get what I get.
A random one.
And it happened to be cards, which is kind of cool because we used to like playing poker.
Yeah.
I haven't had a tattoo in like a year and a half and forgot how much they hurt.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not pleasant.
No. Well, it's a needle poking you very rapidly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got my face tanned, dude. Horrible.
Yeah.
Fucking horrible.
It looks good, though. It looks good.
It does look sick. Yeah. I can't believe that you went for that design, though.
It was
beautiful tamoko.
a beautiful time.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
It's a Maori word. What does it mean?
It's a face tattoo.
Oh, that's just what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't know why you decided to get a baboon's gaping asshole on your cheek, but
it wasn't a baboon's gaping asshole. It was somebody else's gaping asshole. It was my own.
I'm so sorry. That's actually mad offensive. But as a former baboon myself, I feel I can say it.
Baboons have nice assholes, so that's flattering.
I guess it depends on the baboon.
Truth, but some baboons, I look at them, I'm like, I wouldn't fuck it.
Yeah. Speaking of depends, do porn stars that have a lot of anal need to wear depends diapers?
Depends.
Depends, doesn't it? It does.
I didn't even know depends was a brand of diaper.
I think it is. Maybe I'm wrong.
Hopefully, otherwise that joke wouldn't have made sense.
Probably does make no sense. Let's be real.
Yeah, well, not a lot does these days.
I wish I could. You guys just ever wear a diaper all the time?
You guys ever feel like nothing makes any sense?
Yeah, the whole hour.
Especially
just
now.
Been.
Well, why don't you do something about it, you fucking baby?
Yeah, why don't you wear a diaper?
Your show too, idiot. Why don't you spit some facts?
I don't even know where the fuck to take this, dude.
Take what? We're just having a conversation as a bunch of guys and one girl.
Yeah.
One former baboon.
It's just what
former
we do.
Former baboon.
We're sitting on a table, having a chin wag, and for some reason, a bunch of people still listen to what we say.
I think this is going to be weird, but useful.
Yeah. Right. I feel like the fans will really take something from this podcast.
There were a lot of
I don't know what, but don't take something.
Listen, a lot of our fans leave comments like, oh, you guys just ramble about random bullshit for an hour, and you guys don't say anything important, and you're not funny, and also you're cringe. But what they don't realize is that there's a lot of hidden messages and meanings sprinkled throughout these episodes.
They're just not like, don't have high enough IQ
just
to understand it.
Subliminal.
Open your mind, okay, and just leave the podcast running overnight, like on repeat. And that's
on repeat. And maybe leave like a comment or something, like the video and stuff like that.
I want everyone to leave a comment on the YouTube podcast, which will come out a week after it does on Spotify, and tell us what you received from this episode, what you now understand better because of the things that we say, because
there
the
were
words
a
that
lot.
We use.
There were a lot.
Did you receive a beating, perhaps?
A beating from whom?
Did you almost die in a car accident?
Oh, true.
Hopefully not.
Have you discovered that, you know, maybe you are not the person you thought you were, and that the people around you no longer love you?
Yeah. I did discover that.
I discovered that during this podcast.
Thanks for helping me realize
it. Do you like apples more than oranges?
Yeah. And maybe, you know, an apple a day doesn't really keep the doctor away.
I like those juices where it's like apples and oranges. You apple
like,
and orange juice.
Like a mixed juice?
It's like a tropical drink. Yeah.
You think if you like got AIDS, that if you had like an apple a day, that it would just like go away?
I don't know if it would, Jay. I would really like to think that it would.
Like, maybe it would.
I don't think that it would.
Has anyone
tried
it?
I don't.
Like an apple a day?
I mean,
it's kind of a commitment, like, if you think about it.
Yeah, like, who's going to follow through with that?
Yeah, for the rest of their life. Like
an
one
apple
day.
A day? You're like, really? You're going to eat an apple a day?
Yeah, maybe
like,
that's why they
really?
Say it. Yeah.
My
everyone's always like, with their New Year's resolutions, I want to eat an apple a day.
My uncle ate an apple a day. And it
worked?
Yeah, it kept the doctor away, but then he got cancer, and then the doctor couldn't come to help him because he ate too many apples and he died.
Shit. That's the problem, is sometimes you actually want the doctor.
Yeah.
I don't understand why there's this focus on trying to keep them away when they're really quite useful to society.
What if I have two apples one day? Does that mean that I don't need to eat an apple the next day?
It has to be every day.
It has to be one apple a day. Yeah. You can't like double
specific
those
requirements.
Yeah. If you have two apples, does it make that day redundant? Because you haven't had an apple a day, you've had two apples. Does it counteract itself?
Maybe two apples is too unhealthy.
Oh, true. Apples have fruit has a lot of sugar in it.
It does have a lot of sugar, and it's natural sugar. But also, you know what else is natural?
Cocaine.
That's right.
That's cocaine. Weirdly, where my mind went to.
Well, it's because you are a former addict.
Former.
Dude, they make cocaine, and it's so weird.
Guys, we need to end this fucking show.
No, no, no.
Holy shit.
The fuck did you just say?
I lagged.
We're all lagging.
I'm on high ping. Right,
oh my God.
I'm so hungover. I woke up this morning, I fucking threw up, and I was like, all right, time to record a podcast.
Look, guys, we're clearly not in tip-top shape with this episode, but hopefully it was not as awful as I think it is.
Yeah.
I feel like it probably was potentially okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for
your vote of confidence.
You ever like hang around with people that are like high, and because of that, because they're all high, you kind of get the energy and you feel high?
Yeah.
Right.
This entire podcast has just made me feel high.
Yeah, I'm not high. Unless we're talking
hello. Hello, how are you doing?
I know you guys aren't high, but this conversation made me feel it.
Well, hopefully all the viewers at home got a nice secondhand high, or maybe they're high themselves and this all makes perfect sense for some reason.
True.
This is going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, for sure.
This could be our top rated podcast of all time.
Let's get it there. Smash like. Yeah, share this podcast with your parents.
Break the internet.
Subscribe to Baboons with Poons on OnlyFans.
And you could have watched this episode 1 week earlier on Spotify.
Yep. For some reason.
Unless you're on Spotify.
Yeah.
Unless you watch this right now on Spotify.
Yeah.
In which case.
Congratulations. You have entered the cool guys club.
You fucking knucklehead. All right, guys. Bye. We're going to see you next week. And hopefully we'll be a little less delirious and a little more hilarious, but possibly a little bit posterious. What does that word mean? I'll look it up in that book of words that I hope exists. Guys, goodbye. I wish I had something else to say. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.